Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with your host, the Southwest Texan. You know, I'm the NXT of the POD world. You know what I'm saying, you guys? This week, I have a special guest. It's going to also be a short show, you guys, because one of my guests had to reschedule for next week. So it ain't Lance. So Lance in Hawaii is going to be live with us tonight, and I'm going to have him on here in a couple minutes. Also, I mean, this week I didn't watch Monday Night Raw, guys. You know, it was a holiday weekend, so I was doing the family thing. I was out, you know, doing the barbecue thing and everything. But I heard one thing is congratulations to Apollo Crews for finally winning some gold in the WWE. He actually won the United States title this week, so big ups and congrats to Apollo Crews this week. And also, I heard that WWE is they actually got some copyright to the name WCW once again, so they're going to actually be trying to bring back merch and bring back some nostalgia. I mean, I understand that people have been wanting some nostalgia from the WCW, but is it really the same thing as when it was fresh from the WCW print, or is it okay for some people to get that nostalgia from the WWE? I mean, to me personally, I'd rather find some original merch from eBay or something from the WCW, you know what I mean? If I'm going to be that hungry from some WCW merch, I mean, WWE is going to slap their little logo on the little tag on the side of it. So it's really not original merch to me, you know what I mean? So that's just my going. And also, this is being brought to you by Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. And if you guys want to call in and talk with the Southwest Texans before Lance and Hawaii gets on the line, area code 646-668-8672. Again, area code 646-668-8672. Also, you guys, man, if you guys got some questions for Lance in Hawaii, give me a call. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind taking a couple of you guys' questions. You know, he's a great guy. I've interviewed him before. It's on my YouTube channel, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. So, Martez, what do you think about Apollo Crews finally winning some gold on the main roster or even from anywhere in WWE?
All I got to say, about time. You know, I'm very, very happy for Apollo Crews. That's actually one of my favorite wrestlers. And for years, I wondered why he didn't get a push. And I always thought maybe it was because of his personality was kind of bland. But that's neither here nor there. I'm happy they gave him the belt. I think it's good. I think he's going to excel with that belt.
Yeah, most definitely. I agree with that. And also on that tip, he's a great talent, but what I think should be done is, because what I heard is going to be done is that he's going to defend the title against Angel Garza or whatever his name is, and he's going to do a losing effort towards Angel or losing towards Apollo Crews, and he's going to retain the title, but then he's going to give Andrade his rematch, and they're going to end up cheating his way back to the title, and then they're going to play hot potato with the U.S. title in the next couple months also. So, but I mean, if they're going to do it like that, Apollo Crews, what they should do with him is have him babyface going for the title, but when he finally wins, he wins it as a heel, and he starts his heel run.
Hey, that's a good idea, because we saw a little bit of it when he was with Titus Worldwide, but it wasn't full heel full heel mode. So it will be interesting to see him in 100% full heel mode. I never thought about that.
I guess
we have to stay tuned.
I hope WWE goes the right direction with giving Apollo Crews this United States title, because if WWE just gives him the title just to give it back to Andrade, you know what I'm saying, just to give it back to him, you know what I'm saying, I think that'd be weak.
Well, he has to make sure they don't take the title from him. Like, for example, like they give you an opportunity, and it's up to you to keep them from taking that opportunity from you. You know, look at Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Like, they wasn't expecting her to be this big, but she utilized that opportunity, and she maximized on it. You know, there's been a lot of wrestlers that have maximized on opportunities that were given them. Stone Cold, for example.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones that that Vince McMahon actually did, that was a right formula for success, not only for success, but also for Stone Cold was one of the biggest stars that they actually made up with when he won the King of the Ring, and when he was Intercontinental Champion, when he was winning, going against Owen Hart, when Owen Hart broke his neck. And then the Attitude Era, you know what I'm saying, began also mainly because of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right. Exactly. But
so yeah,
we do have a caller on the line. We do have a caller, but I don't think they were intending on Stone Cold to be this phenomenal when he first got started. Because we got to remember, he was the ringmaster at first when he went to WWE. And I think I don't know if it was the Bret Hart match at WrestleMania that triggered everything, but I don't think they were expecting Stone Cold to be this big of a hit.
No, they didn't. That's exactly what set it off, was that match at WrestleMania 13 or no, not 13. That was WrestleMania 13. It was WrestleMania 13 versus Bret Hart before he left WWE. Yeah, good.
Yeah. You want to take this phone call?
Let's see who the caller is before Lance calls in, and I'll do an introduction for Mr. Lance.
All right, the caller is on the air.
Okay. What's going on? You're on with the Southwest Texas. Who do I got the pleasure of talking to?
This is Greg.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How's it going?
How's it going, fellas? I called in on time. I didn't want to miss a minute of the show.
I'm praying for you, brother. Am I going to see you tomorrow, or is it a no?
It's very possible, actually. They
I would love to see.
Yeah.
I would love to see you tomorrow, brother.
Yeah, I think we need to get out.
Let me make that, you know that clear. You know that's going to be fun tomorrow if you come, but Yeah, man, I'm glad to have you on the line, and I'm pretty sure Lance is going to be on the line pretty soon.
So I have an opinion on what you guys are talking about with Apollo Crews. I completely agree with Martez. From the time I've seen this guy in NXT, I'm like, this guy's a freaking superstar, dude. And they never really did shit with him in NXT. He never even, like, competed. We didn't even see some of the matches we'd have liked to have seen with the guys he was in NXT with at the time. And they brought him up, and I agree, it's got to be the heel turn, but here's what else I feel about Apollo Crews. He does have that blandness, but, man, he's got a fucking million-dollar smile. And why can't you use that to make me hate you? Does he have it in him to maybe spout that arrogance, or can he just can he pull off a condescending smile so a real condescending dick can do the talking for him? Because you can't. This guy's a monster. This guy can do anything. He can do almost anything Ricochet can do, and he can do almost anything to somebody that Braun Strowman can do. You know, he's the ultimate athletic big man. But the difference between him and everybody you guys are naming, they got themselves over. This guy, you don't see him on tour. He's not. Yeah, be controversial. Becky Lynch got herself over. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stone Cold, in a sense, got himself over. And he needs to do something. He needs more attention. He needs people to either love him or hate him, and I think it would be easier to make people hate him with the skill set and the million-dollar smile. You know, he's a guy who would be easy to hate, I think. I think if it was done right, he could be easy to hate.
I agree with you 100% on that, Greg, 100% on that, brother. I agree with that. Maybe he could be the next Paul Heyman guy. Maybe he could be a next Paul Heyman guy, but they need to give him you know what I'm saying? He got the monster moveset, but at the same time, at the same distance, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of, you know, he wrestles kind of bland as his charisma, you know, as his character is.
He comes off as shy to me. He really comes off as shy. And like I said, he's got that million-dollar smile, but, you know, I mean, he doesn't mind smiling. He's a happy guy, and, you know, the smile suits him. But,
yeah,
it almost comes with a timidness.
Right, right. But
even alongside Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil was a great talent, and they did nothing with him. But I'm going to try to – I'm pretty sure my Lance and Hawaii's on the line, you guys. Let me introduce to you one of the famous Samoans from the Samoan dynasty – the future Lance in Hawaii, he's a former MLW champion. He's a former ECWA champion. He's been champion. He came here to wrestle in Michigan in December of this year, or last year, actually. And, man, let me tell you, this guy's a great talent. Ladies and gentlemen,
Southwest.
Lance on the line.
Southwest, he's not on the line. He's not here.
Oh, he's not on the line. Okay,
no.
Okay. But, we'll talk. We'll continue talking.
I'll let you know when he's here.
That was
here,
a good
right?
test run, though.
It was.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, man. Like you were saying, Greg. It's actually a great thing that they gave him a title. I think that he needs to do the heel thing though, 100%. And he needs to
the thing with Titus Worldwide was a comedy act. He's got to be more serious than that. He's not going to shine. He really just with Titus O'Neil, he just kind of followed along with whatever Titus was doing, and that's not the way to break out as a star.
No, not at all.
I mean,
no.
he was working Titus's gimmick, not his own. The best I've seen him is like, look, I'm an athlete. You know, I'm a star.
Yeah.
You just need
definitely.
To be a dick about it.
Yeah, definitely. That's the way most like you said, Becky did it, Stone Cold did it. Even, you know, The Rock did it. The Rock, you know, The Rock went from being a mixture of his father's name and his grandfather's name, put it together, and then he ended up hearing them chant "Die Rocky Die" and "Rocky Sucks" and turned him to the most electrifying man in all of entertainment today. You know what I'm saying?
I liked him when everybody hated him.
Yeah. Because that's when he was the best, when he was the corporate champion, when he was intercontinental champion, when he was heel. That's the best Rocky
man,
can get.
Man, I'm telling you, I was a fan of Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
I got the Jax champion set with the – man, I got the one with the black trunks and the blue trunks.
Yeah, no, I have a picture of him with the intercontinental title back from when he was Rocky Maivia. I got an actual picture of that, and I got a picture of him signing the autograph – that I have at a I'll send you the pictures. I got his autograph on my the little envelopes that they hold the tickets in. Back when it was Joe Louis Arena, back in, I want to say, 2001, he signed that boy for me. He got my name and everything.
Man, when everybody else jumped on the bandwagon, I was talking bad to Ford. Man, you were Rocky Sucks, dude. I've been down with this guy since day one. It was, you know, even with the Nation of Dominic, and man, this shit he was spewing was just so entertaining. You could not, like, you know, you're laughing, now you're cheering the guy. Like, hey, you stop it, you son of a bitch. You don't get to do
right,
that.
Yeah.
You weren't down.
Because no,
ain't a
no,
damn thing good. Changed. The guy hasn't changed. You changed. Wrestling fans are the worst.
Yep.
No, we're not. We're not. We're the best.
Yeah, we are
the
worst.
We're the fucking best. We're the best. We're the best in the world. We're better fans than any fans that they can get out there.
Yeah, we got some good ones out there, but oh my gosh, like, man, I've seen people bagging on the way they they debuted the Revival. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is a good thing. We should be happy. And I said, and, you know, all you can do is talk shit because you don't like the way he set it up. What do you do for a living, brother? What have you booked lately?
Right.
Like I said, man, fucking wrestling fans are the worst.
No, they're not.
And football fans, man, they're second only to football fans. I mean, we're all from the Detroit area, right? I was born in Pittsburgh, so I'm a Steeler fan. And so I'm in these Steeler groups, and they're like, fire Mike Tomlin. Like, dude, this guy has won, like, 3 out of every 4 games he's ever coached. I mean, and you want to fire the guy? And the Lion fans are like, oh, get rid of Stafford. Like, are you kidding me? They looked for a quarterback around here for 40 years. He's the only good thing y'all got going. Y'all want to fire him? It's the same thing with wrestling fans, you know? Take your best guy and just try to tear him down. It's just how people are. They're just awful. People are awful. That's why I like dogs. And heels, because they tell the truth.
Yeah, definitely. I remember being in the Joe Louis arena back in the day. You know, we used to get loud. We used to get rowdy. I remember. I know you've been there. I know you've been in the Joe Louis arena when it was a Monday Night Raw pay-per-view, SmackDown, house show, whatever it is.
Man, I remember when Stone Cold hit the fucking ring with the Zamboni, man. You remember that? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. But, Greg.
The ring moved like 3 inches.
My guest is actually online. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the future Lance in Hawaii is on the line. He's actually a great talent. He's former MLW, or not MLW, ECWA champion. He's a great guy. I actually interviewed him on my Deathmatch Wrestling podcast back in December. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, Lance. How's it going, brother? How's it going, Oos?
Man, you know I'm doing good. You know, how's everything over there?
Oh, man, we can't complain. We're just trying to get this coronavirus out of the way so we can get back to normal so we can have you back in Michigan so we can see you wrestle again.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get in a ring. Man, I can't train, can't do nothing, but you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I can't wait to have you back, like I said, or anywhere. I just want to have everybody back in the ring so we can get back to wrestling. I want to interview you guys. I want to interview everybody.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. You know, this quarantine, they got me going crazy. I'm ready to, I don't even know. But I'm just ready to get out there, man, entertain and have a good time, man. It's like, I keep hearing all these different phases. I'm like, man, when's the show's going to start running again?
Yeah, no.
Hopefully soon, man.
Man, I heard MPW, the Metro Wrestling, we wrestled in December. It's coming back in September. We're coming back in September.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. We sure are.
Oh, okay.
We'd love to see you back again.
Man, yeah, I got to get in contact with them because, you know, I love to be back there. And
I just want to get back, man, and
you know, forget all my shows in June got canceled. Everything's been getting canceled. Keep getting pushed back, so. Hopefully we can stop all these cancellations and make things happen.
Yeah, most definitely. So you were born actually. I'm gonna get into the business. You were born into the wrestling business. You debuted in 2010. Was wrestling something that you actually wanted to do as a kid? Did you want to follow in your father's footsteps?
Growing up, no, I didn't. I was more of an athlete, baseball player, football, but my main focus was baseball. All through high school, I played baseball, was my way from JV all the way up to varsity as a freshman. And that was my goal until my senior year. I had a knee surgery done, and there went my baseball career. So then I wanted to start focusing on wrestling. Since I knew wrestling was always there, I figured I'd just go and make it happen. So I worked hard, you know. It wasn't easy for me because, you know, growing up in the business and coming from this family, I got big shoes to fill.
Most definitely.
2009 and 2010, man, I was just training hard, especially for my debut. Even though it was in my hometown, I knew all my friends, everybody was coming out to watch me. So I had to turn up for them.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Got to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you guys do. All the Samoan dynasty that you know you guys bring a whole lot to the table, man. Not just you know, the shoes that you got to fill. But, you know, I seen you in action for the Heritage Championship. And, man, let me tell you, man, you got something going, man. I can't wait to actually see you on WWE, NXT. Like, you know, like you actually had your tryouts in 2017, 2019, and 2015, you know what I mean? And I would love to see you actually full-time in that ring or, you know, AEW. I would like to actually see you show off the Samoan Dynasty, what you guys can do in the AEW ring, because actually, you know what I'm saying, none of you guys are there, so it would be actually great to see you in there. You know, I know you got a lot of friends in all them places, Impact, WWE, NXT, you know, AEW, and everywhere.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm ready to go anywhere right now. WWE is my goal, but if another opportunity comes, man, I'll jump right on it and take it. Because as you see, man, AEW is tearing it up, and they keep it right up, man. Like, they ain't nothing to joke around with, but I'm always WWE at heart, but, you know, opportunity comes, I'm ready.
Definitely. I was about to say that. If opportunity come knocking at the door, whichever one, I'm pretty sure you're going to knock that door down and tear it up in the ring, man. I would love to see you hold a major championship in one of the companies, man. Like I said, it would be great to see you do tear it up. Like I said, you actually said last time that you would love to have a match with your cousin Jacob Fatu, the longest reigning MLW champion. I tried to get him on, but he actually, I guess, lost the time, and we haven't gotten in touch again. So, I mean, I would love to have him on again. But, yeah, so is that still your main dream match from your family that you would love to have with Jacob Fatu, or is something changed?
For family, nah, I'd love to get in the ring with Jacob, man. You know, just wrestling. I've been tagging a lot with him down in Florida. Right now, the show, Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum, we're going for the tag team stretch in July in a tournament with the Headbangers, Gangrel, whoever he chooses a partner, and a bunch of Gangrel's guys. But, yeah, we're down there. And just the chemistry me and him have, man, me and him go one-on-one against each other. We can tear it up, any building. Any major company, also, I think we could just tear the show up.
You guys should actually take down and go to AEW and tear it up. Either way, you know what I'm saying. They got a minor championship too. So I mean, you guys could actually take the heavyweight and the TNT championship, that new TNT championship, or even take them tag team titles from Hangman Page and Kenny Omega.
Exactly, man. You never know which way we could go, and that's what I like about this business, man. You go to any company, and you don't know what's next, man. Look at my cousin. Jey Uso, man, now with Jimmy out, you know, what's going to happen now? You don't know, man, but he's just as good single worker wrestler as he is a tag team, so let's see how it goes.
No, I can definitely see him going for I would love to see one of them. I actually, for a long time, I've been wanting to see both of them actually get singles gold, either if they got drafted separately to either Raw or SmackDown. When either, you know, the major boy or even Intercontinental U.S. titles, you know what I'm saying, respectively, you know what I'm saying? I would love to see that, you know what I'm saying? Because you see Roman Reigns doing this thing besides him pulling out of his WrestleMania match, which I got to ask you, you know what I'm saying, WWE trying to erase Roman from history, I've seen lately. You know what I'm saying? They put out that vignette with Rollins won the title, and they erased him like if Brock Lesnar was actually wrestling himself for the belt. You know what I mean? They took him off the Make-A-Wish poster and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Man, you know, he got to do what he got to do for his family, himself. And, man, WWE, they invested a lot of money. I'm sure they were a little upset, but... You know, like I just said, his family's more important. He just had newborn twins. So he's just making sure they're good. And I'm sure, once everything's back to normal, he'll be out there and he's ready to tear it up. You know, there ain't no hate relationship because, you know, they just wished him a happy birthday on the seed, everything, man. His birthday was just the other day.
I wish him a happy birthday on his Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Roman Reigns is actually, you know, my top dog in WWE, you know what I'm saying? I've been going for Roman since, like, 2015, even before that when he was in NXT. I'm a big Roman fan. I'm a big fan of your guys' family, period. I've been watching since Yokozuna, you know what I'm saying, Rikishi when he was – before he was Rikishi. And, you know, The Rock especially, like I just said, I have a picture of The Rock. I'll send it to you. I got a picture of The Rock when he was Rocky Maivia as Intercontinental Champion back in 96. I got a picture of him with Stone Cold beating up Jericho. I got him a picture as WCW Champion. His autograph and everything, man. I follow you guys all the way, man. All the Samoans, man, I love all you guys.
Oh, man, thanks, man. You know, shoot, we love being on the radio. We love just getting our name out and continue carrying our family. So, man, we just work hard, and as you can see, that's what our whole family does.
Yeah, like I said, I've been watching you guys forever, and you guys do your guys' thing. And I, like I said, I seen you back in December, and you're just as good as all the Usos out there, man. I'm just going to tell you that, man. And I said I can't wait to see you on a big stage. You also, man, you have Tama Tonga, and I forgot to mention that. You know, you guys got the Gorilla Dynasty, you know what I'm saying? The Gorilla's destiny, you know what I mean? You can even head up there, you know what I mean? You could go to end up New Japan and hit up the big title, hit the New Japan Heavyweight Championship, too. I forgot to even say that.
Yeah, man, that's another match I want to have, man. I want to do me and Jacob versus them two, man. I think, man, New Japan, that would be crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That's definite. That's definite. New Japan is crazy, and New Japan is something that everybody loves also.
Do you know if they started running shows yet or no?
No, they're not running those shows yet. They gave all the refunds to everybody. I'm not sure when they're gonna actually go back to going back with their shows. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. How's everything out there? Is everything opening up where you're at, or?
Actually, not no big shows, but Horror Slam is actually gonna have a show tomorrow. I don't know if you heard of Horror Slam. It's over here at Baker, Michigan. It's wrestling promotion. They're gonna do a unclosed location match. They're gonna do something tomorrow. It's gonna be huge.
Oh, okay. Now, but I'm just saying, like in general, like restaurants, everything, you know.
Oh no, not no restaurants, no clubs, no casinos, nothing. Actually, the only thing you can get over here is like takeout, drive through. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You can't even get a barber to cut your hair, man. Man, I this long as my hair has been a long ass time, man. Even my beard. I don't even like to come out.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, everything. You know, we on the red phase right now, so everything's shut down. Just like there, yeah, no barbershops, nothing. I'm over here in Pennsylvania, so we're hoping for stuff to start opening up shortly.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for mid-June is what they're saying. That's what our governor's saying is mid-June. But she's been pushing back since I can remember, like, I want to say March or February. She's been pushing back ever since then, man. So we don't even know how it's going to go. But I'm hoping it's mid-June, like she's saying, and hopefully that we open up everything soon. So, man, hopefully, man, like I said, we'll see you later this year or even hopefully whenever everything opens up. I can't wait to see you. But who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Man, one of my favorite wrestlers growing up, other than my family, is probably Jeff Hardy, honestly.
Jeff Hardy?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably Jeff Hardy just because, you know, I like jumping off trampolines, doing high flying, and just him. Man, he's one of the main reasons why I like doing all that.
Right, yeah.
As of now, I don't really know because I like learning from a lot of different people. And like, my family, I try to stay away, like, from them being my favorite because, you know, that's always – everyone always knew growing up, I'll say The Rock, but, you know, we always had to switch it up a little bit. But
for sure. That's everybody's favorite. That's been everybody's favorite. Well, that's been my favorite. That's a big reason why I got into wrestling. He's one of the biggest reasons why I got into wrestling. And like I said, I've been following you guys forever. But The Rock is one of – I've kept my eye on The Rock ever since day one, and I'm still keeping my eye on, you know, to this day, you know, even on Facebook because he's – like, you know, he's so motivating. The Rock is motivating. You know, and Dwayne, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want to call him, he's motivating. You know, he gives words of encouragement and motivation. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody loves him so much. That's why everybody loves your family so much. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are not just motivating. You guys are, you guys give it your all.
Exactly, man. That's what we were made to do. Our parents all raised us all right. And we just like to give, man, like, all his words, motivation for the gym and just in life. how he always talks about how he went from being broke to being locked up, and now look at him, man, making all this money. But the whole family, man, we all went from the bottom and from the top, man. Like, my grandfather, when he first started in wrestling, he always got judged because of color, his hair,
right,
him being barefoot. But, man, nothing stopped us. We just kept it going.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? But did you watch that Dark Side of the Ring with Snuka?
No, I have not.
No, man, that was crazy. I don't believe none of that, man. It was just crazy that they disrespected him and took him away after so long, after so many years, you know what I mean? And, you know, after that, he passed away. That was the one messed up thing that I thought. I had to ask you that question if you've seen that, but I don't mean to bring that up or anything. Yeah, that was crazy how they did that, man. And Vince, the way he brought that stuff towards him, you know what I'm saying? He should have been a man and you know, did what he did. He didn't do it the right way.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
right.
I got to take a look at it and see what's up with that.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. I actually watched it. It was messed up. But I'm going
to
be watching
that. I should be watching it since I have plenty of time on my hands.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you do, actually, you know, to keep yourself occupied during this quarantine since you can't go nowhere?
Man, honestly, I've been hanging a lot with my family and mainly playing Call of Duty, honestly. So,
I feel you, man.
Actually, as of right now, I'm playing Call of Duty as of, I'm on the phone right now.
No shit. Man, I was going to actually throw NBA 2K after this. I was going to throw some NBA 2K.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, did you get into that?
I play 2K. I haven't played in a while because, you know, ever since this Warzone, I've been on here playing with my whole family. You know, the Usos, Roman, man, we all on here and we just be chilling.
Okay. Hell yeah, that's what's up, man.
That's our quality time together.
Yeah, that's what all my coworkers do. We do when I do get on there, I get on there with my coworkers and stuff, and all the people that I know got it. So yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a fun thing. You get to kill people and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, man. Another thing I was gonna ask you is, do you actually watch any of the current product? Do you watch Impact, AEW? I know you watch AEW or WWE. You watch Impact Wrestling?
I'm not too big into it. I like watch it here and there. You know, one of I don't even know if he's a champion anymore because I haven't really watched it, but I try to check up on it is Ace Austin. He's one of our students, so I'll be trying to check up on him because I see he's tearing it up.
Yeah, he actually is. He actually lost the X Division title, and he's actually, I want to say.
Oh, he lost it to Willie Mack.
He's going off for the heavyweight title, and he's actually in the finals. I want to say he's in the finals for the number one contendership for the heavyweight title.
Okay. Is Tessa still the heavyweight champion?
Yep, he's going. Tessa Blanchard's the heavyweight champion. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into that subject, but I don't want to bring it up, but I'm going to say it real quick, man. I don't think a woman should be holding a heavyweight title. Leave the intergender matches and women should win the championships in the indies. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, WWE, they let China win the Intercontinental title, but they didn't let her win the heavyweight title. You know what I'm saying? They should have let her win the X Division title or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But God forbid you win a heavyweight title. Leave the genders alone. But anyway, yeah, Austin Aries is going to be in the finals for the
heavyweight title. Let's not get too much into all that now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I didn't want to bring that up. But, yeah, like I said, he's going for the number one contendership. I believe he's in the finals. But, yeah, that's something that was crazy. I had to bring that up. So, what do you think about the pandemic? You know, Donald, you think Jesus, I forgot what I was going to say. What do you think about the current, you know, Cody Rhodes winning the TNT championship and bringing Mike Tyson back?
Man, I watched like part of it. Man, Cody, I didn't really think he was going to do much wrestling after he didn't put himself over for the heavyweight title, but But I like the whole Tyson. I don't know where they're going to go. I'm sure they're going to lead into a tag match, I think, they're setting up to get Tyson in the ring. You know, they got to get their money's worth, so.
Right, yeah, most definitely.
But I don't know. I hear these rumors about Tyson Fury and Mike Tyson, so.
I heard it's going to be him in Holyfield 3.
See, we're hearing all different stuff, but, man, who really knows?
Yeah, and who knows when it's going to really happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's
what
the thing.
Mike Tyson's what, 53 years old, something like that?
Yeah, 53. He's 53, yeah.
Man. For him to get back in a fight?
I mean, not like that, but I mean, he's probably thinking the money. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody thinks, but I mean, I'm pretty sure he wants the money. So he's going to do what he's got to do to get that money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because I heard something like 20 mil, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I believe that's what it is. 20 mil, I mean, who wouldn't want to be in a little, you know what I'm saying, in a little scuffle? I'm pretty sure they're going to tell them don't hurt each other. They're going to say hit each other, you know what I'm saying, a couple times, a couple minutes, goals, and that's going to be it. We're gonna get an undecisive decision.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen, and they're both gonna get paid. Everybody's gonna get a paid.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. Like they're bringing all these people in, and without a crowd, that's what's surprising me, honestly. Like,
yeah,
I understand you got to keep going, but like for. What's the FTR? They made their debut the other night?
Yeah, they did it last night on Dynamite. They made their debut. They helped the Jacksons when they were getting jumped. They helped the Young Bucks.
So it's like, man, I'm really surprised, like, they use it in that time to bring them in. Like, the whole time with Brody coming in and...
Yeah, definitely. They got Brody, they got FTR, and I heard they're bringing a Zack Ryder. I don't know if that's 100%, but because Cody said he didn't want him, but I'm pretty sure Zack Ryder. Because if they give him the right, you know, the right gimmick, right persona, man, Zack Ryder could kill it and win either TNT Championship gold or even the AEW Championship.
Yep. Now Zack Ryder, man, he's a good worker. He was treated unfair. You know, not unfair, just he wasn't used right.
Well,
I think a lot of people, like Dolph Ziggler, man, I think he's one of the greatest wrestlers there are, and he's just underused.
Yeah, I don't know what besides the money, I don't know what keeps him going into the signing back with WWE. I believe if he leaves WWE right now and goes to AEW, he can do the same thing and become a big star, but Zack Ryder, they've mistreated him so much. Also, you can't deny the guy. He's a great talent, you know, Intercontinental Champion, United States. He was just a heavyweight title away from being Grand Slam Champion. They mistreated that dude so much.
Yeah.
I believe that's the truth. And, yeah, man, I know you're on your game, but all your fans want to know where you're at on social media, and I'm pretty sure you got merch on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I know you're going to want some bookings, so you want to let the bookers know where you're at and the people know where you're on social media and where they can get your merch at, Jules.
Yeah, man, for sure. Man, you know, I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I hope for a while because I don't know this whole thing with Donald Trump and everything. But yeah, you catch me on social media. And Lance on Hawaii, my last name is A-N-O-A-I, you know, it's a problem for some people. But, man, I just started a pro wrestling tee store. I just posted some new shirts, so let's see how that goes. My sales are doing all right. Could be better. Let's support, man, because, you know, hard times like this, we make our money wrestling, but unfortunately we can't do that right now. So, I'm just over here. Yeah, man, please, you know, anything counts, and just working hard and ready to go.
For sure, man. Like I said, MPW is going to have him soon. We got to get a hold of Johnny so we can have you a part of the first show over here in Michigan, man. I would love to have you back, man. And like I said, in December, man, when you get back, I have a dinner ready for you, man. It's on me, and I'll have your drink ready, whatever you want, man. I got you.
Shoot, man, you know, then I'll be there.
Can't turn down food and drink, man.
Nah, man, that's one thing you can for sure can't turn down.
Oh, man, no, not no free food. Not no free food.
Man, you don't offer Samoa and free food.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm going to make sure we got some steaks on the grill and everything for you, man.
I remember, what was it, the Royal Rumble week, we had a show in me and Jacob and my Uncle Keish. We're in Houston. Man,
right.
The promoter was there, and he invited us to all you can eat and drink. I said, man, you know, that was your mistake right there.
Man, no, man. I you know, I'm the same way, man. So I know how to eat and I know how to drink. So we're gonna get along. We're gonna have a lot of beers. We're gonna have a lot of food. That's damn sure.
Exactly.
Samoans
are the only ones that get a time limit at buffets.
Oh man, I'll tell you, that's the same thing with me, man. I you know, I'm Mexican, so yeah. So we know we in the same boat, brother. We in the same boat.
Shoot. Well, next time I'm out there, we ready then.
Yeah, we gonna get ready, man. Like I said, I got you. I'm hopefully if Johnny's on the line or listening, you know what I'm saying. Hopefully he can actually, you know what I'm saying, hear this and we can get you booked so I can have that steak ready in that bit.
Yeah, you know I need a rematch while I'm out there anyway, so you know we can put that out.
We need you to get that championship, man. We need you to actually grab that.
Yep, that's for sure, and I'm ready to take it.
Yeah, man, that was a fluke win from Jason Page. Jason Page, no disrespect, brother, because you're going to be on soon. Yeah, we need you to get that rematch. We need you to win that championship. We need you in Michigan more, man.
Yep, you know, the fans were about to ride in that ring, and we had to slow it down a little bit, but I still beat his ass, as you know.
that's damn right. That's damn right.
But he snuck that win. I'll give it to him, you know, but he ain't the future if he winning like that. So I will be back,
exactly.
And I will take that title.
Hey, definitely. If you guys want to check out that match, Jesse Page versus Manson White for the MPW Heritage Championship, it's on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast, 313.com on YouTube. So like, share, and subscribe to that. But, Lance, I'm going to let you get to your game, man. And like I said, hopefully I'll see you soon, and I have them steaks and beers, and I'll be hitting you up on social media, man, for sure, and I'll send you those pictures of The Rock, show you what pictures I got of him, man.
Oh, yeah, man, please do, man. Keep in touch, you know, everyone stay safe, and let's get back to normal so we can party.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's for sure. Like I said, I got you, man. So enjoy your game, man. Have a great night, Oos.
Yep, same to you, Oos. Take care.
All right, everybody, that was the future Lance in Hawaii. From the Samoan Dynasty. So what do you guys think? Before I go in 5 minutes, area code 646-668-8672. Greg, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
I had to click over for a second.
Okay, what'd you think about
the interview? Oh, dude, such a heck of a guy, man. Always a heck of a guy.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, man, I'm going to try to get a hold of Johnny, get a hold of Bubba, see if he can actually book Lance again, or try to see if we can get him booked somewhere else in Michigan besides MPW, you know what I mean, so we can actually go hang out.
Yeah.
You know
we just
saying?
Need to be able to hang out, man.
Yeah, so I'm
everybody you talk to, that's the theme. Everybody's ready. Just ready for anything else.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to actually hit the show tomorrow, man. I've been dying to see some wrestling. I've been looking at my YouTube channel just to get my fix of Horseland, and it's crazy. I need to hit a wrestling show. I need a wrestling show.
Yeah, I can't watch wrestling with no fans. I've tried. I pay attention to what happened. I watch some clips here and there, but I can't watch wrestling with no fans like this. There's no emotion, dude. It's not wrestling.
I agree with you 100% on that, but I mean, it is wrestling. It's just not what we're accustomed to. But my thing is, like I said, I can't watch the I watch the current product to let everybody know what's going on. But you know what I'm saying? I can't. I really gotta. You know, I gotta hit a show and I gotta watch some real wrestling with the fans in it, with the fans in the arena. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I want things to go back to normal. I can't stress it enough. Like everybody else said, they're ready to go. All the wrestlers are ready to get back into the ring. We're ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go back as a podcaster. I know you're ready to go see the show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, tomorrow, I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm excited for everybody to be at the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see my fam, my wrestling family out there. You know what I mean? But everybody, area code 668-8672. Martez, what'd you think about the interview?
I guess not.
Okay.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. My microphone wasn't on. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Once again, it was another great interview. And that was a super cool guy, like Greg said. I really enjoyed him. I'm going to start following him because he seemed like a pretty cool guy. So, yeah, it was a great interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. So, yeah, man, like I said, I wish you could make it to the show tomorrow, man. I wish you could make it to the unclosed location match for Horrorland tomorrow. It's going to be super great. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, great people, great
Can
wrestling.
I say
you
the
know
city?
I mean, that's fine.
Is it safe?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna try to throw the bag out the cat. I mean, the bag.
Martez,
the cat out the bag.
It's not.
Yeah.
Where are you, Martez? In Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not very far from Detroit at all.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, somebody messaged me the location, so I'll try to make it.
Yeah,
I
will.
Definitely.
I actually will.
I
haven't gotten the exact address, but I know what city it's in. And, you know, we had a little scare, but we got the all clear now.
I would love to take Martez to a horse fan show so he can get his first fix of horse fan, and he'll be addicted all the way until the day.
And, you know, I'd say, because I'm telling you, this will not be the Horror Slam experience. But it's going to be Chuck Stein and Peter B. Beautiful, and they never disappoint. And I'll tell you a quick story. This company, ERA, ran a show out of XICW's house. And I kid you not, there was like 12 people there. Me and my son, 4 people that we invited, 2 girls that were there visiting the bartender, and maybe 3 or 4 more fans. And in front of nobody, Chuck Stein, it wasn't Chuck Stein versus Peter B. Beautiful, but those two individuals put it on like there was 1,000 people there. And, man, Rob Marsh was actually the other in the main event was Rob Marsh and Chuck Stein. But these guys, you know, they're going to leave it all out there. But I don't expect 15, 20 people. I actually think there'll be a turnout even more than is expected, even with it being – it's kind of a private invite thing, but – there's enough of us, you know, in our circle that, you know, I think it'll be great in number. And these guys are itching to work. And, man, they're going to put on a show.
I'm gonna be recording that somewhat.
I believe, what is it, Day-Day? 5, 6 matches? But I know Peter B. Beautiful, Chuck Stein.
That's
obviously the great Briar Wellington.
Man, I can't wait for this, man. I've been dying to see Briar, man, since I can't even remember, dude, since this stuff started, man. It's been too long. It's been too long.
I fixed his car a couple months ago, man, and had some good conversation with him, and he's, man, he's ready, dude. he built the ring, welded it together. This guy, he's sinking. Wrestling never stopped. In the mind of a real one. And there's a lot of real ones around here.
We're the best fans, Greg. We're the best fucking fans anybody in any sport can get is wrestling fans.
Greg and Day-Day. Greg and Day-Day. But.
Greg and Day-Day. Greg and Day-Day.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Nasty Neil, Kristen. We are wonderful fans.
Yes, we are.
Cody and the Wrestling Rage crew, Dan Brewer and the Pro Wrestling Edge crew, and Nick, they are wonderful fans. Wrestling fans in general are the drizzling shit.
Damn right. So, guys, I'm going to close it off early tonight. Martez, always, brother, it's always a pleasure to have you on the line, most, you know what I'm saying? But, Greg, same to you, brother. I'll be talking to you in a little bit so we can get some business done. We're going to mail
Martez.
Thank you,
and thank you for your prayers, man. They're much appreciated.
Man, you know it, brother. I'm praying for you, and like I said, hopefully tomorrow we'll see each other, and we'll get to catch up more. Like I said, Martez, I'll be mailing you the location. Hopefully you can make it. Hopefully you get your fix of horse. Well, not all the way horse land, but somewhat of horse land.
All right. Yeah, hopefully I can make it, but I definitely want the address so I can see if I can make it.
For sure. I'll send you guys the address. But, guys, it's been the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruise. Sorry it's a short show, but next week is going to be a better show. The guy that I rescheduled for next week, but also I have Congo Kong, guys. Next week is going to be Congo Kong. So you guys don't want to miss out on that. He said he's going to give me all the time I need. So who knows how long this interview is going to be, but it's going to be a great interview. We're going to talk about his career, his time in Impact, and everything that he got going on, his time in Michigan and XICW and everywhere he's been, and everything else, guys. So next week, guys, is a full show, probably even longer. We'll never know. So God bless you guys. Stay healthy. I love you guys. Greg, I love you. Martez, stay blessed. Stay, you know what I'm saying? Love you guys always.
I love you, brothers, both of you. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Love you.